your neighbor and say, God's good. He's good all the time. He's been good to me. He's been good to you. He's been good to all of us. We serve a good, good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This morning, if you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And the preacher here in Ecclesiastes means the preacher. And the preacher's talking about the times. There's times for everything. And I was thinking about that. And, you know, I love that word, the preacher. I like to hear the preacher preach. I love it where the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. And you shall lay your hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. So this morning, the Lord's leading me here. I guess it's something we need to hear. How many know that God already knows what you need? My God shall supply for all of my need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So God's going to supply a need. It's not only a need in your physical body, but it's a need in your spiritual body. Amen. When we feed our spiritual body, it helps us to be strong in our physical body. Amen. So today I'm going to just focus your attention on verse number 11 and see what the Lord wants to say to us today. He have made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So today, with the help of the Lord, the title of this morning's message is A Time for Every Purpose. We know what the Word of God says in Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Look to the one next to you and say, God has called you according to his purpose, and he has a purpose in your life. He that's begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through. God never starts something he doesn't finish. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. He that has begun a good work in you is faithful. Is faithful. Is faithful. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as God's word goes forth today, faith is going to increase in this atmosphere, and then we'll accomplish what God called us to do. Amen. Amen. So there's three things I want to share with you. I'm going to share the creator, the created, and the creature. Some of us are very interesting creatures. Can we lift our word together? Pastor, why are you doing this? Because God wants us to come into unity. There's so much disunity in the body of Christ, and God's called us to be united. United we stand, divided we fall. So repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord,
for choosing me.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful today for your word. And I pray like Isaiah prayed, Father God, send that angel to that altar. Take those coals from that altar and place them upon my lips, Lord. For I'm a man of unclean lips. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and all is done, all glory, all honor, and praise will be unto you. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. First, we're going to look at the Creator, the Creator. In Nehemiah chapter 9, Nehemiah 9, verse number 6. He says, thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all the things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. You know, I don't know about you. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, the very rocks are going to cry out. I'm not going to let a rock outpraise me. Now, wait a minute. Now, let me say this to you. In seasons and times, there's different ways to worship. My song isn't to you. My song is to him. And he tells me to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And my joyful noise comes from the Spirit of God in me. And it's the fruit of the Spirit that's in me. It's not what's going on in my life. If I'm looking for the things in my life to shout the Lord, joy to the Lord, guess what? Most of the times I'm not going to shout out to him because I'm going through something. Is anybody in the room going through something? Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. We all are going through the storms of life. But at the same time, he's the peace in the midst of the storm. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let anything steal my praise. Amen. He says, in everything, give thanks. For that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. That doesn't mean when it's all just going my way. Amen. How many know that sometimes things don't go our way? Amen. But God has a plan. God has a purpose. Amen. So with this in mind, look with me in Acts chapter 14. Now what happens, Jesus says, God says in his word, to worship the creator, not the creation, not the created, but the creator. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. So when we're putting him first, amen, what happens so much in the world that we live in, people are worshiping the stars and the moon and the planets. Let me say this to you. Don't watch it. Don't look at horoscopes. That's witchcraft and false teaching. Don't look at that. Well, that's worshiping the stars. And God didn't call you to worship the stars. He called you to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. So the horoscope isn't what about you. Read the word, what God says about you. And he's the only one that speaks the truth. Amen. He says in Acts 14, this was what was happening. In verse 15, the apostle says to them, and saying, sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passion with you and preach unto you that you should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, and that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. Amen. And the Apostle Paul says, don't worship the creation. Worship the Creator. He is the only one that's worthy of our praise and our honor. Now I want to take you a little place here in 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter 4. You know, this is their next generation of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The children, the youth. And God is saying to us as the body of Christ, let's not miss the ones that God's raising up now for the next generation in time. That they're called just as much as you were called. They're anointed as much as you were anointed. Amen? That God has a plan and a purpose in every one of their lives. And guess what? Our children are living in a really hard time. They're living in a difficult time. They need everything they can get. Amen? Amen? But I thank God for each and every one of them, because each and every one of them have value and worth. Amen? In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 17. Are you with me? I ain't preaching too hard, am I? If I am, take it up with the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to what he says. It's important for us to get a hold of this. And verse 17, for the time has come that judgment must begin in the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him and well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for a due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen? In other words, hey, guess what? We're supposed to be do-gooders. Amen? We're not acting like the world acts like. Amen? We're not judging anyone. God has a plan and purpose. He's the one that judges, not me. What God said to do is to love you, show you the truth, and tell you the truth, and what you do with it is between you and him. You don't have to answer to me, and I don't have to answer to you, but we all have to answer to him. Amen? And God has a plan and a purpose. Amen? Amen. You know that God called and appointed you to be here today because you had to hear what God has to say. Amen. You may not even have a plan to be here, but something came up or something happened for you to be here because God has a purpose and plan for your life. Amen? Amen? And he wants you to understand that he wants us to worship the Creator, not the creation. Secondly, he speaks to us about the created. The created. In Isaiah 45, the Word of God says this. I have made the earth and created man upon it. Verse 12. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and their host, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all of his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. The Spirit, the Lord is here to set captives free, to open prison doors, to preach the good and acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I just feel we're close to hearing a trumpet sound. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And the dead in Christ are going to rise. Wait a minute. I believe the Spirit of God says this. Listen to what the Spirit of God says. We know that when the trumpet sounds, the dead in Christ shall arise. And those that are alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, to ever be with the Lord. But God says this. He's making a sound for us to be raised from the dead because we're walking in spiritual death. And God said he gave us life and the abundance thereof. And somewhere along the line, the church has to get alive. We got to get active for the kingdom of God. Amen. We got to take back this world that belongs to the Lord. Amen. We got to take back our families. We got to take back our loved ones. We got to take back everything the enemy has stolen. Amen. Are you with me? You hear that sound? You hear the sound? Listen. Listen, listen, listen to what the Spirit of God says. Listen. He's making a sound that's going out through the nations. Amen. There's a mighty move of God that's coming that's never been witnessed or never been seen before. Amen. And God's going to push us and position us to be ready to operate and move in it. You can't do the same old thing and expect something different. Amen. You can't do the same thing and expect something different. Amen. Amen. God's called us into active service. He didn't put anybody in the reserves. None of us are in the reserves. All of us are in active service. And if you're not putting your hand to nothing, you're not doing what God has called you to do. God didn't call everybody to run their mouths. God called us to get our legs and our feet and our action put to our words. Our actions speak louder than our words. Our actions are speaking louder than words. It's not all about what I say. It's what I do. He says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Amen. Amen. If we're not about the Father's business, we're about our own business. And if you're about your own business, you're sick and dumb. And God wants to heal you. I'm not calling you sick and dumb to condemn you. I'm saying you don't got to realize that you're sick and that you need healing. And God can't heal anybody that doesn't want to be healed. Oh, this is just the way that I do it. Stop. Stop. It's not working. It's not effective. It's not doing what God wants to do. Amen. Listen to me. You know who I'm mad at? I'm mad at the devil. I'm tired of seeing him steal and kill and destroy and take the joy and the peace and the life from his children. I'm so sick of seeing that. And I can't stand it any longer. I can't stand to see it happen. I have to move. We have to do something different. God has called us to come out of ourselves and do what he's called us to do. Amen. Let me say this to you. If it feels comfortable to you, God isn't calling you to do it. Because if it's comfortable to you, you can do it on your own strength and your own power. And if you're doing it in your own strength and own power, it's not about him, it's about you. God is calling us to step outside of our shell. God is calling us to rise and be the church he's called us to be. He has a plan and he has a purpose and he won't change his mind concerning you, but he says, will you change your mind concerning me? Hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 40, verse number 28, the prophet said this, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Amen. Then we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. You know, the Apostle Paul would say in Colossians chapter 1, isn't God good?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Does he know he speaks to you and tells you exactly what you need to hear?
Yes, he does.
I don't know about you, but when God speaks to me, it most of the time it's not comfortable for me. Hello? Most of the time he takes me out of my comfort zone. Amen. In Colossians 1, this is about Christ, his preeminence. Verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? Remember, the word in John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of God, the only begotten, full of grace and truth. John 1:14, speaking of Jesus. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is above, before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether it be things on earth or things in heaven. So first we look at, we've worshiped and praised the Creator. We have the created, and now we're going to look at the creature. The creature. Look at me in James chapter 1. Verse number 17. The word of God says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, or the gospel. We should know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Look to the one next to you and say, you are a preacher, creature with a heavenly feature. Preacher, creatures with a heavenly feature. Amen. It's okay to be called a creature because you have a heavenly feature. If it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me, and now the life I live by in the Spirit of God. Amen. So the psalmist says in Psalms 8, are y'all with me still? Verse number 4. The psalmist says this. He says, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Amen. Amen. Christ wants us to know, God wants us to know who we are in Christ. We're more than conquerors through him. Amen? In other words, stop speaking to the adversity and take authority over it in the name of Jesus. Amen? Don't feed the storm. Speak to the storm and tell the storm to stop, just like Jesus did when he was crossing the sea to go to deliver the demoniac of the Gadarenes, or had a legion of demons in him. Amen. Was there storms on the way? Was there adversity on the way? What did Jesus do? Oh, he said, oh, let's lay back. There's a storm. No. He spoke to the storm. He said, peace be still. Amen. And when that adversity is coming our way as God's creatures, we need to learn by the power of God to say, peace be still. Stop feeding the storm and put the storm out. Amen. 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 We're storm fighters. Amen. Are y'all with me today? So he says to us in Psalms chapter 40. Verse number 5, the psalmist puts it like this. He said, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And thy thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order of thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. You know, sometimes when we're facing the storms in life, we forget how blessed we are. Amen. I don't know about me, but I remind myself how faithful God has been in my life. He's been faithful. Amen. And sometimes when I'm facing the storms, I have to remind myself how faithful He's been in the past and how faithful He'll be in the present, which will be faithful in the future also. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He's the Lord. Amen. And He wants us to know in closing today, hey, that He is the Creator, that we're worshiping and we're praising Him. We're not worshiping the created. We're His creatures for His glory. Amen. So as creatures with His for His glory, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. The Lord reminds us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things were of God, who have reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed to us the word of reconciliation. So in closing today, God says to us, hey, a time for every purpose. We recognize the Creator, the created, the creature, but all of creation bows and worships Him. Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for Your word. We're grateful that You sent Your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one. In the closing moments of this service today, with every head bowed and every eye closed, maybe you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe at one time you accept Him, but you're not in the place you need to be, and you feel the Lord knocking on your heart's door. If that is you, would you slip up your hand and say, Lord, Pastor, that's me. Is there anybody at all? I'm not at the place I need to be. Father, I thank You, Lord, that You're the searcher of every heart and every life. Continue to keep your heads bowed just for a moment with me. Yesterday in the park, the Lord spoke to me about this. The prophet Isaiah said, But we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness is as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. There's a lie and deception. The lie and deception is that I'm covered by the blood of Jesus and His righteousness, and I can continue to do the things that are unrighteous. That is not true whatsoever. When I have Christ Jesus, I have strength to do what's right, not what's wrong. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. I can do what's right and not do what's wrong. So what the Lord is saying today to everyone in the room, if you're battling in your life in a place where you want to do right, but you continue to do wrong, He wants you just to get up from your seat and go to the altar and release this battle to Him. I know to do right, but I continue to do wrong. Don't be afraid. Nobody's condemning anybody. There's therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Now, what we're saying here, if we're still sitting, is I'm not doing anything wrong in my life whatsoever. You're sitting here before God saying you're not doing anything wrong in your life whatsoever. Come on. Come on. Amen. God is calling for change in our hearts and lives. God is calling us to release some things to Him. The battle belongs to the Lord. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by My Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. He wants to fight this battle for you, but He will not fight it for you if you will not release it to Him. You're trying to carry it in your own strength and your own power. And if you can't get all down, sit on the front row. Let it go. God's going to give you strength to accomplish what you want to do, what you've been trying to do, but you weren't able to do. Father, I pray, Father God, for each and every one that's at this altar today, Father God. I thank you for their hearts. I thank you for their lives. I thank you that they're surrendering to you, Father God. They're saying to you today in this problem, in this battle that they're fighting, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. They're saying, Lord, I've been trying to do what's right, but this wrong thing keeps coming up, Father God. And I'm asking you, Lord, to help take this from me today. May I cast all of my cares and release it to you, for I know that you care for me. And I recognize, Lord, that you'll take and fight this battle for me. Hallelujah. Lord, may I never pick it back up. May I never pick it back up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for each and every one, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The battle's yours, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Show him that it rubbed up close to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can we all just raise our hands in the sanctuary? Father, I thank you for every heart, and I thank you for every life of each and every believer that's here today, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you're changing us, Father God, that you're transforming us, Father God, that you're saying to us that we can't continue to do what we're doing, that you've called us to a brand new thing, do something new, and let the old go behind us, Father God. Lord, I bind the spirit of religion right now in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit that it's a religious thing we do. It's just what we do. No, it's not. It's a religion. I bind the spirit of religion and I command it to leave this place in Jesus' name. I speak the spirit of life in the name of Jesus. You came to give us life and the abundance thereof, Zoe life, Father God. So may life arise in this atmosphere. And Lord, may we never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because it's all about you. Have your way in every heart and every life, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Make sure to greet one another, love one another. Hallelujah.